Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, today's podcast is entitled, It's Okay to Cry. We hope that the next 3 minutes will clarify a misconception that many people have about Emunah and what it really means to believe in God. Emunah teaches us that the Almighty not only created everything, but continues to renew and revive creation every single moment. Emunah also teaches us that the Almighty is a loving Father in heaven who loves each of His children. We therefore believe that everything He does is for the very best always. Well, the suffering and tribulations that each of us have are by no means punishments. The hellfire and brimstone concept of a vengeful God has nothing to do with Emunah. Emunah is joy. Joy in our individual right to have an intimate personal relationship with our Father in heaven. So even when we suffer, we know that it's all for the best. Our Father in heaven wants to bring out the very best in each of us as children. No one becomes great from sitting on a recliner in front of a TV set. Emunah is joy, but building and strengthening Emunah is certainly not remaining within one's comfort zone. We sometimes suffer and we often hurt. There are people that say that anyone who isn't happy and smiling all the time is an ingrate who lacks Emunah. That's absolutely not true. A fitness coach contacted me after 7 weeks of battling COVID-19. Thank God he wasn't hospitalized, but he feels weak. He feels devastated. He can't work, and he's had no income for 7 weeks. He feels physically and emotionally drained with little energy left for anything. To add insult to injury, he has guilty conscience because he simply doesn't have the will to engage in personal prayer. In a consultation he had with me earlier today, he said, Rabbi, I know there's so much to be grateful for. My eyes, my lungs, and my heart, they're okay. My taste and smell are back. My wife and baby, they're also recovering, and thank goodness they didn't have to go to the hospital. But I've had so many setbacks recently, I simply can't say anything sincerely to Hashem. So I asked him, do you feel like crying? He said, for sure, yes. I said, that's wonderful. If you cry to Hashem and you express your pain and worry, nothing could be more sincere. And this is the exact mistake people make. They don't cry. No one expects you to laugh when you ache all over. Be honest. You can't fake it with the Almighty. He doesn't like the bitterness and complaining, especially when there's so much to be thankful for. But you have to say what hurts you. If you say if you feel pain, you can't laugh and joke as if the pain is not there. That's not true. So honestly express your pain and shed real tears to Hashem. It's okay to cry. He's the one that really loves you and cares about you. So who else on earth is there to cry to? Therefore, it's not only okay to cry, it's a solemn duty to cry and share your pain with the Almighty. You know what this does? This contributes to a genuine, intimate relationship with Him. And wait and see the boost in Emunah you'll get when the Almighty Himself soothes your pain. There's no greater sublime pleasure on earth. The mighty King David says in Psalm 6, every night I swim in bed, it's soaked with my tears. Sure, King David constantly praises and thanks the Almighty, but he sure does shed his tears and express his pain when he has to. So it's okay to cry. And thanks to our loving Father in heaven, there's someone to cry to who really cares about us. God bless.